I just want to tell you, I've got a really cool pastor. I wish my pastor was this cool. But awesome visiting here, Dani and everyone. Sure, there's a lot of kids, because when a moment ago this place was filled, it's like this blank spot here. Just allow me just to pray before I start, please. Father, I just bring my heart before you, my mouth, and the meditations of my thoughts, even while this message is being preached, Father. And I pray that you will work mightily and do a work, Lord, in the hearts of your people that is present this morning, Father. Father, I just step aside right now, Lord. It's got nothing to do with me. But I pray that you will work in hearts as you've been wanting to this morning, Lord. Do your work. And I pray that the name of Jesus may be glorified in our midst and in our relationships. Amen. Everyone, I am speaking about romance this morning. What do you think about that? Who's in love in this place? Oh, there we go, there we go. 50 years and still in love, that's what I'm talking about. Who's single here this morning? There's some singles, very good. Married? Good. What about going out relationships? None. What about engaged? None. So we've got married and we've got singles here this morning. Now, this morning I'm going to speak about rock solid love. And it's interesting because a while back we had a sermon series in Secunda, which we called Rock Solid Faith. And we spoke about the solidness of Christianity. What is like the most solid parts about it that it's important for you to learn first. And so I've been thinking about speaking on rock solid romance. What makes romance solid and what makes romance flaky? So you are in for a ride this morning. And the married people, my prayer is that your marriage will be enriched after this morning. And for the single people, I pray that it will help you with some preparation. Are you excited? Let's do this. So I will take the shots, because normally when you speak on this, on relationship, there's a few.